Listen, we all live in the short term, but if I don't have a plan and a vision of where I want to take Crawley Town with young players coming through, we've got a recruitment home and abroad at the moment, so we will bring in a couple of foreign players. That's going to be exciting because I think that adds to the flavour. There'll be obviously massive homegrown, and there will be hopefully in a years to come, you know, local talent. I met with the community the other night with the boys that are coming in there, and I was very open. You may find a talent on your doorstep, that don't shut yourself off. I spent an evening with the guys at Three Bridges the other night. Brilliant, you know, looking at how they run the club with their spirit, and I want to link with Three Bridges. You know, we want to play and we want to help them. And if there's a talent at Three Bridges, we want to know about it rather than someone else, you know.
I was going to actually ask you about the possibility of bringing in foreign players, and obviously there's the Turkish links with the owner. What's the possibility of that, pros and cons on that?
Well, the pros are that you bring in a good talent. We're not just saying, well, you're from wherever, let's come in because we need two or three. If they're not good enough, they won't come in, trust me. If they're good enough and we can afford them, and sometimes abroad you get a good deal, then they bring in a mindset at times that's going to be, it's a culture, we're trying to move it on. Along with the element of the players now, I want to get an open-minded culture in the club. The Turkish element, I'm not sure, we're Turkish players with the EU, so, you know, we're just looking abroad to say, is there some players? Division 2 is not really that at the moment, so things have to move on.
Foreign players, though, it can be often obviously a risk. They might come here and they can't speak the language and obviously get used to the culture of Crawley Town and everything.
Well, if you go abroad, you'll probably order your beer in English, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So, you know, most people speak English, and I find that if they can't speak English, then we'll help them speak English. You know, it's most of the people that I know when you go abroad get broken English and pick up on that.
Will there be a sort of an immediate pressure, though, on those foreign players that come in?
Immediate pressure as in what?
But to perform or to...
Yeah, of course. You're not going to bring someone and say, well, you're foreign, we'll give you... You've got to, you know, it's just, if I sign an English lad, I'm going to do the same. You know, you're coming in to perform. I look at a trialist, whether he's from Timbuktu, I don't care. You've got to perform to what we want. You know, it's not going to be give you a grant because you're coming from abroad. You're going to have to prove to me you can do it. I know I've worked with foreign players all my life in academies, from Arsenal, from Chelsea, and you work with, say, Lukaku, who came in for 18 million and he wants to do shooting after training. So the attitude is the most important thing, whatever country they come from.